Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph. We're holding five lines in the bottom and Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara was bothered that the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Isser. It says Yom HaKippurim is Aser Bachilu Vushtia Chulu. It says Lashon of Isser, even though really it's a Chi of Karis. So the Gemara said it's talking about eating a Chatzi Shir. That Chatzi Shir is not a Chi of Karis, but it's still Aser. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Says the Gemara, that's good if you hold a Rabbi Yochanan, then Chatzi Shir is Aser. But what about Lefi Reish Lakish and Chatzi Shir is not Aser? Says the Gemara, even Reish Lakish is Maida, the Chatzi Shir is Aser. That which he says it's not Aser, he just means Midarais it's not Aser. But Reish Lakish is Maida, that Midarabanan, Chatzi Shir is Aser. Fact the Gemara now, Ihachi, five lines from the bottom, Ihachi, if that's true, that you're telling me that Reish Lakish is holds, that Chatzi Shir is Aser Midarabanan, if so, then Lain Chayav Aleh Karban Shvua, you shouldn't be Chayav a Karban Shvua for eating Chatzi Shir, because Chatzi Shir should be considered Dvar Isser, in which case you're Mushba Va'ime Mehar Sinai, and so you shouldn't be, a Shvua shouldn't be Chal on the Chatzi Shir, you shouldn't be Chayiv a Karban Shvua. Al-Matanan or Al-Matanan, so why is it that we learned in the Mishnah that Shvua Shlu Eichel, Va'achal Nevela Shutrefa Shchatzim Uramasim, if a person makes a Shvua, he's not going to eat for a certain amount of time, and then he eats a Dvar Isser, so the Tanakama says he's Chayiv, Rav Shimon Baiter, Va'avina, but now we asked on the Tanakama that am I Chayiv, why are you Chayiv? Mushba Va'ime Mehar Sinai, it's a Dvar Isser, so you're already mushba by Mimar Sinai, the Shvua should not be chal when it comes to these items. And says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechonah, the Ami, they all said, Bekailo Dvar Hamutarim and Dvar Masurim, that the reason why the Shvua is chal is because he specifically included Dvar Hamutarim together with Dvar Masurim. He had bread and cheese and together with Dvar Masurim. So if, since he was kailo it all together, so then a Shvua could even be chal on a Dvar Isser. However, Reish Lakish Amar, that no, it's not true. Rather, Yatamaitse Elabim Mefarish Chatishir Velibidur. The case is talking about where the person who made a shvua that he's not going to eat, he said specifically that he's not going to eat even chatzi shir, and that's going like the rabbanon who hold that without specifying chatzi shir, so then the isser is only on the kezias. So but this person specified that he's not going to eat chatzi shir. Or it's talking about stam, a person made a shvua he's not going to eat, which according to Rabbi Akiva, Mamela includes even less than a shir. And so being that his shvua was on a chatzi shir, so that's why it could be chal even on Dvar Ma'asurim, because Dvar Ma'asurim are only also when it's the shir. But here it was Pachos Mikashir. But what do you see from all this? That Reish Lakish holds that Pachos Mikashir is not considered a Dvar Isser. So how could you tell me that Reish Lakish holds that chatzi shir is Asur Midarabonon? Here you see that Reish Lakish holds that the shvua is chal on it, and that he's chayv a carbon shvua, so obviously that means it's not considered a Dvar Isser. V'chi Tema, says the Gemara. V'chi Tema came into Islay Hetamina Taira Kachayel Karban Shvua. Maybe you'll tell me that, yeah, but since Midaraisa Chatzi Shir is Mutter, so therefore Karban could be Chal on it. V'atzam, but we learned in the Mishnah that even the Rabbanans affect the Daraisa. It says that Shvua Sa'edus, if a person makes a Shvua, that he doesn't know Edus about something, and really he does. So, Einanai Hegis El Beruyin Lahayid. It's only Naig by the person who's right to be Mayid. Says the Gemara Vavina, but we asked on this Mishnah of Lamaute Mai, who's it coming to exclude? And Rapapa Amar Lamute Melech. Rapapa says it's coming to exclude a king, who bats him is right, but it's not Lafi Chvaida. Rav Achi Bar Yaakov Amar Lamute Misachi Pekovya. It's coming to exclude the person who makes Parnasa from gambling. So he's Midaraisa, he's kosher, but Midarabanan he's Pasol Eidos. Va Misachi Pekovya Midaraisa Mechse Chazi. Now wait a second. So it comes out, if a Misachi Pekovya makes a Shvua that he does not know Eidos about something, the halacha is that he's not Chayiv a carbon Eidos, Shvua Eidos. Now wait a second, but Midaraisa, he could be made. V'rabbanan u'depaslu. It's only midrabbanan that he's pasul. And still we see that even though it's only midrabbanan that he's pasul, v'loka chayla ale shvua. Still the shvua is not chal. So you see that even when it comes to the rabbanans, the shvua is not chal. That the rabbanans affected in the raisa. Says the Gemara, no, over there it's different. Shani Hasam, over there by Shavuos Ha'edus, it's different. Dama Kra Im La Yagid, because the Torah says, Im La Yagid, V'haylav Bar HaGadu Huklal. And Lamaisa, this person, he can't be Mayid, albeit for reasons that are rabbinic, but Lamaisa, he can't be Mayid, and therefore he's not going to be Chayiv Shavuos Ha'edus. However, when it comes to Chatzi Shir, the Torah, the Gemara is saying, is that really Reish Lakish does hold its Asa Midarabanan. Ah, so why is the Shavuos Chal on it? The Shavuos Chal on it because Midaraisa it's Mutter. So Midaraisa it's looked at as being a Dvar HaRishus, and therefore for a shvua could be chal on it. Now, in fact, the Gemara and the whole premise to the kasha that we asked, the whole kasha that this is all coming to answer, is that why does the Mishnah say a lashon of Isser when we're dealing with the Chi of Kares? In fact, the Gemara, v'kol heicha d'tani anush Kares l'tani Asser, just because something is a Chi of Kares, you can't use a lashon of Isser. But Tani, we learned in the Braiso, that af apisha amru Asser b'kula, and even though all of the five inuyim are Asser on Yom Kippur, loy amru anush Kares ala la'icha v'shaisa v'isa malacha b'vad. You're only gonna be Chayiv Kares for a person is only gonna be Chayiv Kares for a and doing malach on Yom Kippur. But it's mashmah that the Lashon of Isser was going on even on this, on the Achila v'shtia. Everything is Aser, but amongst this list of things that are Aser, the only things which are Chayiv Kares are Achila, Shtia, and Malacha. That's mashmah that these things we use the Lashon of Isser, even though they're Achiv Kares. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what the Braisa means. Hachi Kamar, this is what the Braisa means. That Kisha Amru Aser, Loi Amru Ela B'chatzi Shir. That Aser is only going on a person who eats or drinks half a shir. Aval Kishir, but if a person eats or drinks Kishir, so then it's going to be Anush Kares. Now, even though there's Shayach Kares when it comes to doing things wrong in Yom Kippur, Va'afa Pisha Anush Kares, in Anush Kares, you should know that's only for certain things that there's a Chi of Kares. But when it comes to the other Inuyim, there's no Chi of Kares. That's what the Braisa means to say. But we're sticking with our Hanacha that if something's a Chi of Kares, you wouldn't use the Lashon of Isser. So the Gemara's first teretz was, is that the reason why the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Isser is because it's discussing Chatzi Shir. Says the Gemara now, a second teretz, Bibayis Ema, the reason why the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Isser is because Kikatani Asar Ashara, Asar was going on the other Inuyim, it was not going on Achila Vishtiya, Achila Vishtiya or Chayiv Kares. But Asar was going on the other Inuyim. Now we find this that Isra was going dafka on the other Inuyim, the Tanu Rabba of Rav Yosef Bashar Sifrei Devei Rav. Like Rabba and Rav Yosef, they were teaching in Sifrei Devei Rav. Rashi says it's referring to the Sifra and Bamidbar and Dvarim. That minayin liyom ha-kipurim sha'asar berechitza besicha v'nila sasando batash shemita. How do we know that on Yom Kippur there's an Isra for all these things? So notice it leaves out Achila Vishtiya. So you see that Isra is not going on Achila Vishtiya. Isra was dafka going on the other Inuyim. But Al Kapana the Braisa says, and how do we know that all these things are Asr in Yom Kippur? It doesn't say them in the Torah that they're Asr. Tamu Leimer Shabbosan, which we learn from there, Shvos, that you should rest even from things that are not written Lehedya in the Torah. Additional things, just like on Shabbos, we rest even from Malachis that are not written Lehedya. So too, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Shvos, rest even from things, add on different Inuyim that are not written Lehedya in the Torah. Now, we mentioned the idea of Chatzi Shir. So says the Gemara Gufo. Chatzi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asam in HaTorah, Rish Lakish Amar Mutter in HaTorah. We said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's Asam Midaraisa, and Rish Lakish holds that Midaraisa it's Mutter. We said Midarabanan, he's made that it's Asr, but Midaraisa it's Mutter. Says the Gemara like this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asam in HaTorah, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asam in HaTorah. What's the reason? He says a Svara. Kevin Duchazilitz Darufe, Isra Ka'achel. Since if he eats another half of Kazayas, he's gonna be Chayev, so that means obviously the first half was also an Isser. So that's a Megala, that's a Simon, that it must be that the first half is also Isser. Rish Lakish Amar Mutum in HaTorah, Rish Lakish says that there's no Isser to eat the first half, because Achila Amar Achman of Vulaka, the Torah says a Lashon of Achila, which means a Kazayas, so if you don't need a Kazayas, if you don't need a Shear, so then you're not gonna be Chayev. Says the Gemara, Eis for Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, how could you tell me that there's no Isra Midaraisa for eating Chatzi Shir? But the Braisa says, with regards to the Isra of eating Chaylev, by the Parish of Chaylev in the Torah puts the Einesh together with the Isra. So we learn, so the Braisa says that Ein Liela Kol Sheyeshnu Ba'Einesh Yeshnu Ba'Azara. I might think that from the fact that the Torah groups together the Einesh and the Azara, the Isra. So I might think it's only Chaylev, which has an Isra Kares, which has an Einesh Kares, so those are included in the Isra. But if it doesn't have Kares, so then you maybe it doesn't have an Isra even. And therefore, Kvi V'chati Shir, when it comes to the Chaylev of a Kvi, which might be a Chaya, Chaylev Chaya is Mutter, and when it comes to Chatzi Shir, which is less than a shear, so obviously there's no chi of kares for chatzi shear. Hail ve'enu ba'inesh, since these things do not have kares, kvi because it's a suffix, chatzi shear because it's less than a shear, so yachol eina ba'asara, so I may think they also don't have an iser. Tam alaymer, kol chelev, no, kol is coming to be married by these things. So you see that we have a pasuk to be married by chatzi shear, so kasher and rish lakish. How could you say that there's no iser daraisa of eating chatzi shear? But here we have a pasuk, or braisa, which dashes from a pasuk, that there is an iser of chatzi shear. Tesis addresses why Rabbi Yochanan, before said the Svara, not the Pasuk. But the Kasha is on Rish Lakish. How could you say that there's no Isser Midaraisa Tid Chatzishir? Here we have a Drasha that there's an Isser of Chatzishir. So says the Gemara back, the Rish Lakish will say, Midarabon of the Cross Machtab Alma. They know that the Drasha, that's only a Din Darabonon. Chatzishir is also Midarabonon. Ah, the Braisa says a Drasha? The Drasha is just an Asmachta. It's not really what the Torah means. Hachinami Mistabra. And it's Mistabra like that this is not really a real Drasha. If you'll tell me that it's a real drasha midaraisa, kvi sveikuhu. A kvi is a suffix. It's to krala svi sveika. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what a kvi is. He knows whether or not it's a chai or a behema. So why would we have a pasuk in the Torah telling us what to do with the chilev of a kvi? Klape Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no sveikus with regards to the kvi. Alamai, it must be that this is not really a drasha. It's just an esmachdas. So too, the din of chatzishir, I'll tell you, is only midurabanan. And the drasha is just an esmachdas. It's not really what the Torah means. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Imishim hala irya. That's not a raya from kvi. Because I'll tell you that kasavar, that the tan of the braisa holds, the kvi beria bifnei atzmehi. That the kvi is really its own beria. It's not a suffik. You ask, how can we have a drasha telling us about the suffix? The answer is because a kvi is not a suffix. The time of this braisa holds that the kvi is considered its own beria. It's not a chai or a behema. It's a third type. It's a kvi. And if you don't say like that there's this option of saying a kvi is its own beria, that which Ravidi Bar Avin said with regards to the Isra of Achilas Dam, that af kol lasri kvi, that when the braisa over there says kol, it's coming to include that even the dam of a kvi is aser, kvi sveikahu. What would be wrong with, why would you think that the dam of a kvi should be mutter? A kvi is a suffix. It's a krelu rabuye sveiko. When you need a pasuk to be marbe a suffix, meaning to say whether kvi is a chaya or it's a behema, either way the dam is aser. So why would we need to have a riboy to include the dam of a kvi? Alaber yeshani, it must be, it's considered its own beria. So achanami ber yeshani, here to also tell you a kvi is its own beria, and that's why we have a drasha to include it, and therefore Rish Lakish doesn't have a raya that the pasuk is really just an asmachta.